We're joined by Masters of Public Health student Spencer Keeble. He's a student at SUNY Albany, and he's taking a class called Intro to Environmental Health. Spencer is also an HMM producer, and he's interviewed a couple of his classmates about their presentations, but here we're going to talk to him about his presentation. So, Spencer, what is the project that you're working on about?
Thank you for having me, Alexis. My project was basically a presentation that everyone in the class is doing, and we were given the freedom to choose a controversial health topic that we would present based on findings from peer-reviewed literature and governmental sources. So I chose aluminum and vaccines because it was something that I was interested in. My undergrad was in medicinal chemistry, so I'm interested in, and now I'm interested in environmental health. So sort of playing on the two, I'm interested in sort of the chemicals that we're exposed to and how safe they are, and especially in medicine. And so there's been some really good topics in the class too, and I realized I wanted to talk more about my topic and interview some other people. I was able to, this past week, talk to Nicole Farah about the importance of green space in cities and how it affects our interconnected mental, physical, and environmental health. And as well, spoke to Shawnee Flannery about her presentation on the opioid epidemic in the U.S. and harm reduction strategies. That was really interesting. They both had, it was both things that they were passionate about.
So vaccines, certainly a controversial topic, but aluminum in vaccines in particular, I didn't even know there was aluminum in vaccines. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was looking into it, aluminum, it's added to vaccines as what's called an adjuvant, which is basically any chemical that can enhance the effectiveness of the vaccine. And so aluminum is added, and it works by triggering a stronger immune response. So the piece of the bacteria or virus that is in the vaccine, if their immune system reacts stronger to it, they'll produce more antibodies. And so a person would have immunity to whatever the vaccine was targeted at for longer, and their immune system would be more prepared for if they were exposed to it at a later time. So aluminum was added to vaccines 100 years ago. It was the first adjuvant used, and it was sort of discovered by accident. I think it was used just to preserve the vaccine, but then they realized that it made the vaccine more effective. And so it was the only adjuvant used for like 80 years, but there have been some new ones coming out more recently. And basically what I found was that aluminum, because its use started so early, it didn't necessarily go under as much of the safety studies to ensure its safety as it would have if it was going to just be added like now.
So it's been grandfathered into vaccines. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, basically, it was used. It started in around the 1930s. More of the toxicology protocols that keep us safe today really ramped up around like the 60s, around the same time as the environmental movement. And so it was sort of grandfathered in before that happened. And so when you call into question why aluminum's in vaccines and if it's safe, one of the main responses will be, well, we've been using it for 100 years and we don't really notice anything, so it must be safe. Where in my research of the topic, I wasn't really able to conclusively say, based on the available research and evidence, that it is safe.
So is aluminum added to all vaccines?
It's added to most of them, probably in like 50 years, depending on how regulation goes. It might not be the most used anymore, but for now, it's the most used. The amount of vaccines that people get has been steadily increasing over the years as science develops more vaccines, which is great. But I think something we need to consider is how to make vaccines as safe as possible, given that they're administered to basically everyone in the U.S. The CDC has a schedule, and the schedule includes infants from the time they're born to the time they turn 6 months. They receive up to 11 vaccines containing aluminum. And so what I wanted to look at, since these younger individuals would probably be the most at risk if aluminum does cause harm, these would be the most at risk people, because babies are smaller, so the relative dose is higher than it would be for an adult. And especially I wanted to focus on premature infants, because their weight is even lower than your average baby. And because they're born prematurely, their kidneys aren't fully functional as they would be later in life. And the kidneys are important for aluminum toxicity, because when it reaches the bloodstream, it's mostly excreted through the urine. So the kidneys are important for filtering out that.
So have there been any scientific studies on the effects of aluminum in vaccines?
Well, not specifically vaccines. And that's part of the reason that I think there needs to be more research done. And it's something that I'm interested in possibly pursuing if I can find the right advisor and lab to do so. But basically, aluminum's safety and the effects that come from aluminum, health effects, are based on some studies in the 90s where infants received a high dose of aluminum. That wasn't planned. It was just premature infants when they're born, if they're not fully functioning, they can't eat yet. And so they'll receive their nutrition through an IV. And some of those IVs have high levels of aluminum. And they've found later that some of these infants that were receiving those IVs had neurological developmental effects later on in life because of the high dose of aluminum that they received. Eventually, it was coded into federal law that these IVs, nutritional IVs that premature infants receive, can only have a certain amount of aluminum inside of them.
What are some of the public controversies around aluminum and vaccines? You know, what does the debate look like in the public sphere?
From my perspective, I think the research that I've done is a little bit more sophisticated than the discussions that happen in the public. I think if you go online and maybe go into like an anti-vaxxer blog or something, or a Facebook group, just saying that there's aluminum vaccines will cause sort of fear, but it's not really an issue for adults. I mean, based on the safe level of aluminum, the amount that adults receive, it's pretty innocuous. It's not a big deal. But what I'm concerned is just the amount that premature infants are getting. And I was basing my research on governmental findings, and it was based on findings from the ATSVR, which is basically the top organization trusted to protect us from toxic chemicals. And that's the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. What I hope will come out of this is that we'll increase the sophisticatedness of the discussions that do go on, whether it be pro or anti-vaccine. I think these discussions need to be based more on facts and studies. But the problem is with aluminum vaccines, there aren't enough studies. There haven't been enough studies done because it has been grandfathered in a sense. And even the ATSDR, this federal agency, has said that there's a limited amount of information available on the toxicity of aluminum in children. And I think that because aluminum's being injected so many times into children, that we shouldn't say there's a limited amount of information. We should be able to say it's definitively safe. It's important to know.
We're speaking with Spencer Keeble, who's a master's of public health student at University of Albany, and we're talking about a project that he's doing for a class on controversial public health issues, and specifically aluminum in vaccines. So I think that's an excellent point that you make about the sophisticatedness of the conversation. People who have legitimate points about vaccines kind of get drowned out in this hysteria and fear, as you said. What other adjuvants are there in vaccines that you found through your research?
Well, new ones have been introduced in the past decade or so, and they're more like lipid-based, so not a metal like aluminum. And those are generally considered safe. There's less that can go wrong, but they're just there to provide a stronger immune response. And I was lucky enough to help out with sort of a very initial study that was trying to sort of change the surface of cellulose so that It could be used as a vaccine adjuvant. And so I would be a proponent of using something like cellulose that's basically innocuous to humans. It doesn't have sort of the same neurological or developmental effects that aluminum has, but can elicit the same immune response that can make vaccines more effective.
So what are some of the challenges with designing studies that determine whether aluminum is safe or not?
Well, that's a great question. Basically, we can't, it's not ethical to design a study where you inject aluminum in a baby and then you measure what happens. Basically, it has to be animal studies. It has to involve like rats or rabbits, maybe monkeys. When you do that, then you're basically extrapolating that, whatever level you find in there that was safe in those animals, and you're extrapolating it into humans. And humans and animals, although they're very similar, they can sometimes have key differences when it comes to like rates of absorption and other factors that would affect the safe level. There's no reason not to do these animal studies. It seems definitely pertinent.
Spencer, is there anything about this topic that I haven't asked you that you want to elaborate on?
Just to put this in perspective, when it comes to public health, which is sort of the perspective I was taking, is that even if aluminum in vaccines presents a small risk, because it's something that pertains to the entire population, it would be a high priority issue that we would need to resolve. Even if the risk is low, because it basically involves everyone, the relative risk becomes more pertinent. So there needs to be more studies done on the effects of aluminum and how much is absorbed when it's injected to definitively say whether it's safe or not in premature babies.
This has been Spencer Keeble. He's a master's of public health student at the University at Albany and also an HMM producer. And we've been talking to him about his research about aluminum in vaccines. Thank you so much for joining us, Spencer.
Thanks for having me, Alexis.